Some of these concepts come from Robert Tennyson Stephens' work on conscious language. Check him out on MasterySystems.com. Every time you consider or speak about a situation in your life, you change, alter, and affect it. Words create reality. In the beginning was the Word. Word refers to sound. The world started with a sound, a big bang. Words and sound carry a frequency, a charge of energy. Close your eyes and say, stress. Now close your eyes and say, love. How do the words feel in your body? Limiting responses all share one characteristic, tension. Empowering responses are all marked and characterized by relaxation. So limiting beliefs in words create tension or duality. Empowering or enlightened or conscious language creates relaxation, healing, openings in the body's channels. The language that you use and how you manipulate energy in your body as you speak about a situation in your life alters the corresponding feelings you feel the next time you encounter it in your life. Close your eyes. Feel the texture of your heart. Now say, I love my heart, 5 times. Feel your words as you say them. Do you notice a shift in the texture of your heart? This is why decrees and affirmations are so important. Use them instead of reliving why or how a situation may not be going according to plan. If you do relive, you would re-anchor an old fear-based pattern inside of you that was co-creating the situation to begin with. Nobody's words or presence can hurt my feelings. I just tensed myself up when in close proximity to them. If I complain to someone about being bothered by my boss, I'm actually disturbed by tension-based physical sensations I feel in my body that gets triggered or tenses up even more in my boss's presence. And I project that my boss is making me feel a certain way instead of claiming control and taking responsibility over my own nervous system. Instead of saying, my boss makes me feel, I say, I feel blank around my boss, and insert a word or words that match your present moment experience as you imagine and put yourself in the space of your boss. And I repeat this statement, knowing that any block that I feel exists because of tension, that as I touch, I release the blocks that created it in the first place in me. Once I have loosened up and released my self-imposed limiting reactions, I affirm how I desire to feel. I am calm and patient with my boss. I am calm and patient with my boss. Over and over until I have relaxed enough to allow those feelings of positivity to flow through my bloodstream. Every time you remember something, you recall it in a unique way. So if the quote-unquote past comes up in your consciousness, focus not on being objective or accurate in reporting what happened. Focus on how to access the most powerful, healthy, relaxed response in you through decrees and affirmations. Everything that is affecting and creating how you feel about the situation is present in the here and now, especially as you discuss it, especially as you talk about it. You are recreating it as you speak. You must, in order to reference it and converse about it. Do not focus on trying to use language to depict things as they happened through a lens based in duality. I am here, my boss is over there. Duality creates separation, which creates boundaries, which creates tension, which creates death and dis-ease. Conscious language creates relaxation, healing, increased vitality, energy, blood flow, and presence. Say the love, and then say my love. Which one sounds more embodied? Say I need, and then say I require. Say I want, now say I desire. Even better than require or desire, say I choose. Now say I will have, and then say I have. In this moment, only the present tense exists. Speak about your goals and dreams as if they are already true, because they are. When we use the word need or want, we have essentially affirmed that we are going to be in a tension-based state that puts a barrier between us and our desired outcome. Instead, like the I feel calm and patient in the presence of my boss, simply by repeating that with feeling and belief, I will experience a shift the next time I'm in the presence of my boss. So if we are in flow all the time, perfect, complete flow, there's no need to even have this discussion because we will be using language that comes and arises directly from our hearts. We will attract all of the outcomes and the connections and the relationships necessary to fulfill our highest potential. Utilizing conscious language intentionally is ideal for helping us find our edge, the places inside of our beings where we have not yet learned to shine the light of love. So find your edge, find the next area of your life that you desire to upgrade. And first of all, find out where you are. Find out how you feel in relation to it when you encounter this area of your life or when you even consider it. Know that anything that holds you back is block or tension-based. Speak your current responses, knowing that each time you say them, you are able to touch them more fully, relax into and through them more completely. And then when you're ready, in a neutral space, speak words consistent with how you choose and desire to feel. The classic affirmation has three parts. One is the life context. Two is your desired outcome. And three is how you feel. I wake up in the morning. I do my spiritual practice. I feel calm and joyful. So I might say this if I hadn't yet ingrained a spiritual practice into my morning routine. So I speak it until I can feel my words fully and completely. And lo and behold, the next morning, I will wake up and feel inspired to do it. And while I'm doing it, I will feel calm and joyful. And if I'm not all the way there yet, I keep speaking until I'm able to relax into a state of flow deeply enough to have this quality of experience. Use affirmations throughout your day during times of transition when you're triggered. If you're doing something like chores that doesn't necessarily require your full attention, use language to clean up your internal responses to all the areas of your life.